Mouth-watering or jaw-dropping, adjectives formed with body parts. Today's post concentrates on a set of compound adjectives, adjectives made from two words, that start with the name of a body part. Unlike compound adjectives where the body part is second, for example blue-eyed, long-haired, they tend to be quite idiomatic and in many cases extremely emphatic. Something hair-raising is extremely frightening. We use this word for things like heights or dangerous activities. At the other end of the body, something toe-curling is extremely embarrassing. We usually use this word to describe something another person is doing rather than about ourselves. For example, we had a hair-raising drive along the narrow mountain roads. His attempts at humour were absolutely toe-curling. If we describe something as mind-boggling, we mean that it's very surprising and difficult to understand, while a mind-blowing experience is extremely exciting and impressive. For example, the scale of his criminal activity is absolutely mind-boggling. Seeing so many wild animals up close was simply mind-blowing. Moving on to the facial features now, something eye-opening surprises you and allows you to know or understand the truth about something. And something eye-catching is very attractive or noticeable. For example, working at the children's home was an eye-opening experience for her. The room was decorated with eye-catching paintings. An eye-watering sum of money is extremely large, while mouth-watering food looks delicious and makes you want to eat it. For example, they spent eye-watering sums on furniture for their new home. The food he served was absolutely mouth-watering. An ear-splitting or ear-piercing noise is so loud that it hurts your ears, while something jaw-dropping is extremely surprising or shocking. This can be a positive or a negative description. For example, he gave an ear-splitting scream as he plunged into the water. She treated her staff with jaw-dropping rudeness. Moving down to the body now, something heartwarming causes you to feel happy and think that people and life are good. On the other hand, something heartbreaking or heartrending makes you feel extremely sad or sympathetic. For example, the movie is a heartwarming story of love and loyalty. It was heartbreaking to see animals treated so badly. The father of the missing child made a heart-rending plea for information. A stomach-churning experience or sight makes you feel sick or disgusted, while a nail-biting situation makes you feel extremely nervous or excited. For example, we took a stomach-churning boat ride to the island. After a nail-biting wait, I learnt that my friend was safe. Let me know in the comments if you think of any more of these body part adjectives, or if you use the same body parts for these ideas in your own language.